Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, Haney. 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, 3 days away from the NFL Draft of 2024. Ravens have the 30th pick in it. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Vinny's got all these draft profiles coming your way. Jay Daniels is next on our clock in about 45 minutes. But let's look back at a guy that was picked a couple years ago in the first round. One of the Ravens' two first-round draft picks proved to be a brilliant pick at that. He's Tyler Linderbaum. He was there last week and met with the media during the opening of the offseason workout stuff. And Tyler Linderbaum was asked about Derrick Henry and the early impressions of the Ravens' new stud running back.
Awesome. I mean, the guy's very built and strong and fast, so he'll be a good addition for us. You know, we're excited to have him on our team. You know, we're looking forward to, you know, to see the things that he can do for us.
I think that if I'm an O lineman, I'm truly excited because Derrick Henry is a 260-pound man that is a powerful, big guy. And O linemen love to run the football. They love to run the football because why? An O lineman comes off and attacks in the run game. In the pass protection, you're sitting back and that guy's, you know, you're taking it all the time. So O linemen would much rather run the ball than throw the ball. And then you kind of can kind of wear guys down a little bit. So I can see where Linderbaum is probably quite excited. And whoever's that starting group, I think they'll even get more excited when they're around Derrick Henry more and see his work ethic because we've seen the videos and stuff and see how he is and see how he practices and see how he works. And he's going to end up being probably one of the leaders of the offensive group.
How much does Todd Monken have to change his offensive philosophies? Same with Lamar Jackson getting acclimated to a guy, and I'm using air quotes, everyone, more of a traditional. Like, he'd be an I-back in the old-school running game.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. You got your 305-pound fullback.
Yeah.
Bob, I would say that the thing is what the Ravens like to do anyhow is let their players do what they do best. All right, so I would think that there's some stuff that Derrick Henry could probably do that they were using Gus to do. So there's going to be a change and additions and subtractions, I would imagine, some to the offense. And you're going to have to add some things. And, you know, it's ridiculous if you don't. What does Derrick Henry do well? What does Lamar do well? What are these guys? How can we mesh it all together? So what's the best thing for us all? To take a little bit of everything, what everybody does well, so we make sure that we incorporate it all.
Now, speaking of additions and subtractions, so far on the offensive line, it's been more of the subtraction reality. Here's Tyler Linderbaum talking about losing three starters from last year's O-line.
It's definitely different, you know. That's a part of the business, you know. Other guys get different opportunities elsewhere. You know, it's just the next guy in mentality. You know, we got a good group of young guys, you know, that are eager to step in and show what they can do. And I'm excited, you know, to see how, you know, we build off of that.
He probably wasn't shocked too much. Probably was a little bit, Morgan Moses going to the Jets. But like he says, that's part of the NFL. And I'll be, I would love to just sit down and chat with him. You know, like if we were buddies and say, any of the guards or center or the right tackle, or is any of them here in this, in your meeting room? Or are we still looking?
Well, and to your point about Moses being traded to the Jets, I don't think it was a money issue because
$5.5 million
Yeah, he wasn't making a ton of dough.
No. And well, we talked about it last week, Bob. It comes down to choices. And you say, okay, I need this. Where do I get the money for it? And would you rather have Morgan Moses or would you rather be able to do this? And I'm guessing the consensus was we'd rather do this. I'm sure there was some people that, damn, Morgan, why you want to get rid of Morgan Moses? But, you know, it is what it is. And we'll see. I'm anxious to see Eric's plan for the draft this week. I'm really anxious to see. And I'm sure that we'll hear Thursday night, Bob, is that's who we wanted. I mean, it's at 30, it's hard to say who you wanted. But that guy fell to us.
Since the Ravens did lose three starters on the offensive line, Tyler Linderbaum now taking on more of a leadership role. Are you cool with that?
Anytime you're going to have, you know, experience under your belt, you know, especially Ronnie's been here quite a bit. You know, we got Pat McCary. Then obviously me, I've gotten 2 years under my belt in the organization. You know, we're going to have guys that are going to have to step up and fill in. And I think we have a good group of guys, a good coaching staff to be able to help the younger guys and whoever else we add that's going to step in and play.
I'll be anxious to see what Phil Lodeholt adds, the assistant offensive line coach, because he's a former player and things. So we'll see if he can add anything or any development to these guys. But I think, Bob, that we're going to have a new right tackle, a new left guard, new right guard, and only one of them may be in that room right now.
Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Monday. It is draft week. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Tyler Linderbaum was there last week, and he talked to the media about why it's important that a guy like him is there when he was.
I think the biggest thing, well, one, you know, been away for 2 months. You want to get around the guys. And then just you're building off for the next season, the 2024-25 season, and it starts now. You know, this is the foundation. This is the next step in where we want to go. So, you know, I'm glad to see a good amount of guys back. And I know the guys that aren't here, they're working their tail off towards this next upcoming season.
I'm guessing a guy like Linderbaum, Bob, first-round pick, gets a little money in the bank, probably bought a house in Baltimore, he trains, lifts, and works out here a lot. I would imagine that that's probably something that he does. A lot of old linemen are kind of like that, too. They're kind of homebody type guys, and old linemen like to hang together. I know, like on Monday nights or whatever, they all go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, the O-line. So it's a very tight-knit group in the O-line room.
And finally, Tyler Linderbaum, your approach this year is different. How, if it is at all, from your first 2 years in the league?
Going into last year, I had a better grasp on the NFL. Just rookie season, a long season. Kind of don't know what to expect. You know, last year, just a better grip on things. And then going into this year, just know what I need to work on, know the things that I need to get better at, and then, you know, like I said, just building that chemistry with the unit.
You know, the thing, you just, let's go back to, like, Linderbaum's last year in college. All right, the last year of college, they play in a bowl game, so he's probably done January. Then he's training for 6 weeks wherever at for the combine. Then he's at the combine, and he's doing workouts and everything until the draft, then you get drafted by the Ravens, and then the next week you're at rookie mini camp. Then you're into OTAs, mini camp, and then you have 2 weeks off. Then you're back into training camp. You know, that's why it's a long, long year for those draft guys, just because it's basically 365 days where they're basically training the whole year.
2 years ago, Tyler Linderbaum was selected in the first round, a pick that was questioned by some. Now we head into 2024. Ravens have some problems. He is by far the least of them. Yeah. He is about as reliable a player as they have. Knock one for Micah. He stays that way health-wise. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's count that cash on this Monday. Buy or sell. Talk about the many sports subjects going on as well. Talk some baseball. Orioles baseball, that is. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, including yesterday's first shutout of the year behind Cole Irvin and some home run bats. And then another draft profile, Jaden Daniels, LSU. He's on Vinny's clock. Could you make a case for him?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going number one.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. We got a little day baseball coming your way. Yankees and A's at 105 in the Bronx. We'll keep you up to date on the score. Orioles are out in Anaheim taking on the Angels. 9:38, always fun start time there. Baltimore baseball tonight, me and Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, coming up tonight at 6. But right now, how about we count a little money? A little buy or sell.
Yeah, we got a little money to count today. The Dow's up 189. S&P's up 31. NASDAQ is up 112. DraftKings up a dime. Under Armour is up 12 cents.
As always, buy or sell, brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. We will start in the NFL, where Cowboys fans wish that their team would have been much more active so far this offseason. But with big pending contracts or big pending extensions for CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott still needed, you really can't do anything else until you get those two out of the way. A lot of money locked up there that you need to clear out. When asked about the negotiations for quarterback Dak Prescott, he himself said that Jerry Jones and he are on the same page. And he doesn't necessarily need to be the highest paid quarterback in the league either when it does come time to signing the contract. That would be a drastic change from the usual negotiating process where every quarterback that's halfway competent is always resetting the market. But Vinny, buy or sell, when Dak does sign, he won't be the highest paid in the league.
I'll buy that. The thing that it's interesting about the Cowboys is it just seems like they're kind of hanging McCarthy out to dry. Because they don't have it. You know, they're going to eat Dax. They're not going to touch his contract. So he's, what, 60-some million in cap? So they have no O-line right now. So it just looks to me like, I don't know, maybe Belichick will be in a year. I don't know, but it just seems like McCarthy, they're hanging him out to dry.
Well, baseball here, the Pirates. They've been actually pretty competitive to begin this season, but if they're really going to take off, the arrival of their top prospect, Paul Skeens, may be necessary to get that done. He began the season in AAA, which isn't too much of a surprise, but what is a surprise is the Pirates keeping him on a very strict pitch count. Last week, threw 65 pitches, threw 3 1/3. That was a minor league career high for him, just 65 pitches. Afterwards, he was pretty blunt about it, said, "I'm not happy, but it's above my head." Remember, this is a guy who was a college pitcher, threw over 120 innings for LSU before being drafted. Buy or sell, Bob, slow playing Skeens is only hurting the Pirates.
I will soft buy that. I mean, they're looking at, this isn't an immediate investment. This is a long-term investment as well. And they're starting to flatline a little bit here. They just got swept by the Red Sox at home over the weekend. He'll be here this year. Has he given up a run yet? I haven't looked at his stats in about a week, but he hadn't given up a run in his first few outings with a ton of Ks, very limited walks. He's a can't-miss kind of guy, and you look at the Strasburg sort of thing, maybe that's the profile they're viewing. And as you said, Nolan, ton of innings last year for LSU. I'm soft buying that it's hurting them, but in the long run, it might be the most prudent thing to do.
Go back to the NFL, where the Jets have made it known that they are open to trading Zach Wilson, but no surprise, nobody else is really biting on that offer. If a trade isn't reached, both team owner Woody Johnson and GM Joe Douglas have said that they won't flat out release the quarterback. And I believe Joe Douglas even called him, quote, an asset to the team in some capacity. They have already enlisted the help of Tyrod Taylor to serve as the backup behind Aaron Rodgers. So where exactly does Wilson fit in if they do keep him? Buy or sell, Vinny, the Jets will keep three quarterbacks this year.
Will they keep three? I'll buy that they – I think 100% they keep three, because what happened last year with him going down on the first series. So, yes. But I don't think Zach Wilson's going to be on the team. I think they'll end up cutting him after, because they can't – if I'm his agent, if I'm Wilson's agent – I'm saying, whatever you do, get me out of here, you know. And even if they got to cut me, I don't care.
How about tonight's game here? The Orioles facing Reed Detmers for the second time this season. You remember back in that opening series of the season, Detmers was actually able to stop the bleeding after the O's bats dominated in games 1 and 2. In that Sunday finale, he held them to just one run through 5 innings. Maybe a product of Ron Washington's closed doors meeting. But to be fair, Detmers has been great through all 4 of his starts. Buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles bats will get to Detmers early tonight.
Now, do we go like 1 run, 5 runs? Get to him, because they didn't get to him at all, basically, right, in the first matchup. I'll buy that. The right-handed lineup's a little dicier than the lefty one, right-handed heavy. And Detmers, you know, as you said, he's 3-0. His earned run average is barely above 1. But yes, I feel, Nolan, that someone will come through with an early knock and maybe put a crooked number or 2 up on the board against Detmers. We'll see then if Suarez can make that thing hold up.
And lastly here, something that's been brought up a couple times on the show already, the pre-draft buildup. We know that Caleb Williams locked in at number 1 overall, but who goes number 2 behind him? That's a conversation that can be had. Jaden Daniels seemingly cemented himself as that guy, but I guess there could still be some doubt. The Commanders have continued to do their due diligence, bringing in all 4 top QBs for a visit. What makes this interesting or headline-grabbing is, as we talked about earlier, all 4 came in for a visit at the same time. And according to Adam Schefter, Jaden Daniels' agent is not happy at all about this. Vinny, buy or sell, there's nothing wrong with having multiple QBs in for a group visit, despite what his agent thinks.
I'm going to sell that. I just think it's hard. What are you trying to accomplish, number one? Because if you're bringing in a quarterback, you want to spend a ton of time with him, and you know, with the quarterback coach, the coordinator, and take him, you know, watch film with him, do all that. You know, so I don't think, I mean, if they went to Top Golf, what is the purpose other than The owner, that was the only time that he could make it, and he wanted to meet all four quarterbacks. So that when I read that, Norm, I was like, oh, man.
Now, forgive just a fan perspective question here. I mean, wouldn't you think that you're already locked in to who you want to take at this point, or last week, rather, when all this was happening?
Well,
I mean, what could change between, you know?
I don't know that anything's, especially at the quarterback. One time, and Lewis Riddick talked about it the other day on TV. We didn't decide till real late on Sean Taylor or Kellen Winslow. It was like maybe 2-3 days before the draft. And then we just sat down and watched all the film. And then basically what happened was the offensive coaches said, after we watched film, we watched the Miami Ohio State National Championship game. We watched the half, and we watched Sean Taylor, and then we watched Kellen Winslow, and the offensive coach says, you better take Sean Taylor.
By the way, if memory serves, again, going back to what I was watching over the weekend with the draft, Daniels is a Raiders guy. I think he wants to play for Vegas.
Well,
right?
He was at Arizona State, and the coach, Arizona State.
Herm Edwards.
No. The head coach. But the Raiders coach.
Pierce.
Yeah. Antonio Pierce was the recruiting coordinator, linebacker coach at Arizona State, and he recruited Jaden Daniels at Arizona State. So that's how he knows Daniels.
But they're not in a position, obviously.
No.
They'd have to trade like Daryl LeMonic and Ken Stabler to move off to get in their primes, by the way. It's Vinny at 80, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, talk some Orioles, Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles take 2 out of 3 for Kansas City. By the way, the Royals have been really good at home until the Birds got them on Saturday and Sunday. Angels on a 4-game losing skid here. We'll talk about that and more. Austin Hayes, little calf issue over the weekend. What does that mean? We'll talk to Rich about that. And then we'll talk more about Jaden Daniels with Vinny's draft profile. NFL lunch at 1. Look at the American League East. Busy weekend in the division. And Charlie Goldsmith, Cincinnati Inquirer, talk about the Bengals 3 days from the draft.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Love and happiness. Pete Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So Al Green, I believe, coming out here jamming on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Royals over the weekend. Now off to Anaheim, taking on the Angels. We're scuffling a little bit. Here to talk about that more. It's Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, what is going on?
Well, Bob, Vinny, I'm doing really well. Especially, I'm inspired by Al Green, because, you know, I've been so tired of being alone here.
Well, Al Green, let's just say in his heyday, he was never alone. All you got to do is Google to see what this dude was like with the ladies, but we digress as usual. Cole Irvin yesterday looked more like Cole Hamels. Eddie K, we all know that story, got him from Oakland, was going to be the top of the rotation-ish guy for them, was demoted before he got out of April, and then struggled to find his way in the rotation because of injuries. But how much did he do yesterday? Well, one, to save the bullpen, and B, to maybe solidify his status in that rotation for the time being. Was it a shaky status at that?
I think it was because even though neither John Means nor Kyle Bradish has had a terrific rehab assignment, eventually, the Orioles are going to be faced with some rotation questions. Now, of course, they have Andrew Suarez, Albert Suarez, pitching tonight. He was terrific last time, but we don't know if he's just a stopgap, but it was very big for Irvin because he wants to be a starter, and right now they don't have three of their projected starters in the rotation, so it was very important. Of course, Tyler Wells is out too, so very big yesterday for Cole Irvin.
Jordan Westberg, how would you, I don't know, describe his season so far, Rich Dubroff? He gets lost in the shuffle of the fancier names, but what are we looking at with this guy right now?
I think that he's playing awfully well. And, we only have so much bandwidth in life, Bob. We just can't concentrate on so many good players. I mean, there's Colton Cowser. And, for a while I was thinking that Cedric Mullins was getting left behind, that people were forgetting about him. But he's, he's there with Rutschman and Henderson. Westberg had kind of been sort of that other guy. And he's now, and, people were saying in the offseason, well, maybe they can trade him to get a starter, and now you can see why they didn't, and why he's so important, and maybe Westberg and Henderson are going to be shortstop and third baseman for quite a while. That might be a really cool thing.
Now, in regards to the Orioles defensively, Santander made that brilliant play on Saturday as Kansas City was making a spirited comeback for sure. And I guess early in the year, Rich, Birds weren't exactly setting the world on fire. A lot of self-inflicted damage there. How have they settled in with the gloves as a team as we head into the final week plus of April?
They look really good. They look really good. The defense looks nice and solid. It looks like a very good team. I don't know how good they are, but they certainly look like an upper tier team from the get go. Last year, people thought, well, gee, they could be a playoff contender, and they turned out to be much better than that. But now expectations were raised, of course. But nothing that I've seen, for the first few weeks of the season, but first 21 games of the season, has made me doubt how strong a team this is.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles at Anaheim taking on the struggling Angels tonight. Birds coming off that series win at Kansas City. All right, Jackson Holliday. We know the offensive numbers are abysmal right now. Took that fastball right down the pipe with the bases loaded on a 3-2 count. What are we seeing here, Rich Dubroff? You're around that team all the time.
Yeah, this was the first series. The Kansas City series was the first one that I didn't go to, and I'm not in Anaheim for this series. But watching Holliday, I'm convinced he's going to break out, and I don't think that his presence is hurting the team. He's only played nine games. It seems like a lot more, but he's only played nine games, and they're 7-2. In those nine games, and the two games they lost were, Friday night, the 9-4 game, and then there was an 11-1 game, I think, against Milwaukee. So he's not hurting them at all. And I know in the first couple of games that he was up, he had some issues playing second base. Those issues seem to be gone. He seems to be playing second base very, very well. So I suggest that they're going to hang with him for a while. I don't know how long. I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, if he's not, you know, if he's batting 030 on, you know, on May 15th, they'll send him down. I mean, eventually, if he doesn't start hitting, they'll have to make a move. But I don't think it's imminent. He's only been here a couple of weeks. And I think if they hang with him, everything's going to be just fine.
Rich, up to this point, any concerns about this ball club, pitching, relief, anything?
Yeah, my biggest concern would be the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen in front of Craig Kimbrell. I think that they're, you know, you can always get better there. And, you know, some of them have pitched well at, you know, some of them have pitched well at times. Some of them haven't. So I would think that if they were going to make moves, it would be to shore up the bullpen, because I'm not sure that there's a lot in AAA bullpen wise that can really help them other than Nick Vespi. And they seem to be chock full with left-handers, especially once Cionel Perez gets back. And if they ever move Cole Irvin into the bullpen. So I think that, you know, maybe trading for a bullpen arm or two, you know, maybe later on. I don't know right now, but later on as we get closer to, you know, closer to June or July, that would be my biggest concern.
Hey, Rich, how bad do you feel for Hazy, man? I mean, you know, now he tweaks his calf. How bad is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as you know, I'm not there. You know, I'm not right there, so I just think that it's, you know, I mean, Hayes is a terrific player, and he has not played terrific. He's not played terrific baseball this year, but in the field, he's still a good outfielder. They've been fortunate to have Colton Cowser to play when he's not around, and he'll certainly get a very, very long leash. He's got, you know, almost 2 years before free agency, and they're not going to cut ties with him because, you know, he's being paid an awful lot of money, and they don't have, and their best outfield prospects, Heston Kerstadt and Kyle Stowers, are both left-handed hitters. So I think that Hayes's place on the club is secure, and they're just going to hope and they think that he's going to get better. I mean, he's been showing signs, and hopefully this calf injury isn't one that's very difficult for him to overcome.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Obviously, we got a lot going on with the birds, so tell everybody what's happening on the website as well.
Well, we have lots of coverage, and there's a brand new column while you guys have been on the air from the great Peter Schmuck with his observations, and also lots of Ravens draft coverage on our sister site, BaltimoreSports.com, with Todd Karpovich. So lots happening always.
What's this draft you speak of? Anyway, he's Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. It's Rich Dubroff. It's Vinny and Haney. We'll come back. Speaking of the draft profile, number two, going with a quarterback who will not be around when the Ravens pick at any point in time. If they're picking in the first five, it could be an interesting scenario. But one thing the Ravens don't need, aside from a center, is a quarterback, because theirs is pretty good, but other teams do. And Vinny's going to tell you about our next prospect. And it looks like, according to Paul Lucas, the Ravens might break out an alternate helmet. Let that sink in.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
with the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Caleb Jackson is his running back, and Daniels pulls it, takes it himself. He's got the sideline. Jaden Daniels off to the races. And a bang back inside. He takes it to the house. 85 yards for Daniels.
ESPN on the call. Draft profile number 2. It is draft week. The first round is Thursday. Number 1 pick belongs to Chicago. Ravens have the 30th pick in the draft. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's talk about a guy who's not coming to Baltimore unless he's an opposing player, but he's highly regarded nonetheless. Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, LSU, 6'4", 210, jersey 5, and he's a senior, fifth-year senior. The thing about it is when you hear people talk about him, a lot of comparisons to Lamar Jackson. You know, people say compare him to an NFL guy. It's all Lamar Jackson, which is a good one to be compared to because it's two-time MVP. Now, Jaden went to Arizona State. He's from California, 2019. Arizona State. Freshman year, 205 of 338. Completed 61% of his passes for 2,943. 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Had 355 rushing yards and 3 more touchdowns. In 2020, 4 games, COVID. 49 of 84, 58%. 701 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. 223 rushing yards with 4 touchdowns. His junior year at Arizona State, 2021, 197 of 301, 65.5%, 2,380 yards, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, had 710 rushing yards, and 6 more touchdowns. 2022, transferred to LSU. So the next 2 years at LSU. At LSU, he was 266 of 388, 69%, 2,913 yards, 17 touchdowns, 3 picks, 885 rushing yards, and 11 more TDs. And this past year, 236 of 327, 72% completion. 3,812 yards, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 1,134 rushing yards, and 10 more touchdowns. So he accounted for 50 touchdowns this year. He was a 4-star recruit, number 1 dual threat quarterback in the country. In his career, he had 9 games over 100 rushing yards, and he had 14 games over 300 passing yards. So that's where the kind of the comparisons with Lamar, just because he's such a phenomenal runner with the football. And the thing that you got to like, every category that he had, every year, whether it be touchdown passes, interceptions, rush yards, he got better. Every year the stats got better. You know, like rushing, 710, 885, 1134, touchdown passes, 10. 17, 40. So, I mean, the guy just kept getting better and better the more comfortable he got. So his strengths, his height, speed, running ability, touch on the deep ball, has a burst running, good movement in the pocket, throws well on the run, keeps eyes downfield. He'll come off to number 2, goes through his progressions. He's accurate, excellent run vision, elite run speed, nice touch on the deep ball, competes. He can make people miss. He can buy time in the pocket with his feet and find open receivers. He'll stand in to throw, take a hit. Very productive in the RPO game. Throws easily. Throws a good deep ball. He can scramble and make plays in the pocket. Quick release. Good ball handler. Quick delivery. Good football intelligence. Good anticipation when throwing. Is a great athlete. Throws well on the run. He'll read the whole field. Leader on the field. Weakness. He's got a wiry frame. And he'll throw inaccurate when his feet are off the ground. You know, like he'll get both feet off the ground and he doesn't throw as accurate. And he takes some hits. He needs to get down when he's running. I mean, he'll jump into the pile. He's like Lamar was early on, kind of thing. You know, like he's going to learn that they hit awful hard in the NFL. And his frame is not near what Lamar's is. I mean, because he's a wiry type guy where Lamar's got little muscle to him. So in summary, I said, Jaden plays the position very well. Throws good from the pocket, moves easily, quick release, and exceptional as a runner. And he has a lot of experience. I liked him a lot.
What's the gap between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels 3 days before the first round?
I think the only difference would be is some people like Daniels better, some people like Caleb Williams better. And I'm saying the people that probably like Daniels better are more comfortable with his character and is off the field than Caleb Williams. You don't know for sure what you're going to get. And he's 6'4", 210, whereas Caleb Williams is 6'1". So you get some height, you get some speed, you get a guy that can run similar to what Lamar does. And then what we've seen is the two guys that both these guys are compared to, Bob, are two of the best quarterbacks in the league. Mahomes with Caleb Williams and Lamar with Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting, but that's kind of their skill set. And everybody says that about, you know, Caleb Williams. He's just so creative and so many different arm angles and all those types of things, whereas Jaden Daniels gives you something totally different. But the thing I love about Daniels was he kept getting better and better and better, and he completed 72% his last year.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch coming up next. More football talk coming your way, obviously. And we're going to talk about that new Ravens helmet with alternate logos and different colors. This is according to Uniwatch.com's Paul Lucas. Remember, he used to be with ESPN. A couple years back, American League East report. See what happened over the weekend in the division and look ahead to what's happening in the next series for all the teams, including the Orioles. And then Charlie Goldsmith's going to be joining us. Cincinnati Inquirer. The Bengals missed the playoffs last year, but they missed their quarterback for most of the year. Joe Mixon's moved on. What's it looking like for Cincinnati as we're on the eve of the draft?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.